Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
North American trees are being assaulted by foreign pathogens no less virulent than many thought swine flu to be in human populations. The potential for widespread devastation is just as real and has historical precedents similar to the flu pandemic of 1918. By 1940, chestnut blight had eliminated the 4 billion American chestnut trees in the United States. This keystone species of eastern forest simply vanished as a functioning component of ecosystems once defined by its presence. In recent years, new waves of tree diseases have turned up on our shores. Most are from Asia because similar species of trees grow in that region. Over thousands of years, they have developed a resistance to local diseases. When the pathogens arrive in America, related but vulnerable species have no such resistance. Examples include sudden oak death, caused by a fungus that travels in raindrops. It arrived in California in the 1990s and began killing oaks of all species. It's heading our way now. Hemlock woolly adelgid, an Asian insect that feeds on the plant fluids of hemlocks and leaves a telltale egg sac that resembles a cotton swab attached to the bottom of needles, has decimated hemlocks in the eastern U.S. The once giant specimens in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park now stand as lifeless snags. Dogwood anthracnose arrived on both coasts in the 1970s. It has reached Louisiana and routinely kills our native dogwoods. The fungus produces cankers, usually starting in the lower limbs and moves upward to envelop the tree in disease. Forest conservationists are most concerned today about an insect that was discovered in Michigan in 2002. The emerald ash borer likely came from Asia in the lumber of wooden packing crates and has moved as far south as Missouri, killing tens of millions of trees in its wake. Quarantines are in place on ash from infected states. Trees have been subjected to diseases for millennia. The difference today is the rate at which our native forests are being exposed to new pathogens. Just as European diseases like smallpox extinguish Native American cultures, the diversity and richness of our forests are similarly threatened. To date, most of these exotic diseases have proven unstoppable. Like swine flu in humans, they are an example of the unpredictable nature of nature.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.